From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Thailand's King Bhumibol Adulyadet has died at the age of 88. The death of the deeply revered king is a stunning blow for the kingdom of 67 million people.
My heart was crushed. I was broken. This is the saddest time in our Thai people because we love him so much.
His son and heir apparent, the country's crown prince, has said he wants to mourn the loss of his father before ascending the throne. The U.S. military said Thursday it struck three radar sites in Yemen with cruise missiles. The attack was in response to missile launches from territory controlled by Houthi rebels targeting a U.S. Navy destroyer. Peter Cook is a Pentagon spokesman.
I can't tell you specifically who is operating these installations. I'm just telling you where they're located, who's controlling that area now, and that we responded in kind to these specific installations because the role we believe they played in targeting our forces.
Peter Cook. Nigerian officials say 21 of the Chibok girls kidnapped by the militant group Boko Haram in 2014 have been released. A spokesman for Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari said on Twitter Thursday, the 21 girls are in the custody of the Department of State Services. The spokesman says the girls' release was the result of talks between Mr. Buhari's administration and Boko Haram, brokered by the International Red Cross and the Swiss government. He said negotiations will continue for the other kidnapped girls.
How many roads must a man walk down?
Legendary American musician Bob Dylan has won the 2016 Nobel Prize in Literature, the first songwriter to receive the prestigious award. This is VOA News.